listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Turntable, episode number 9. Steve here. And joining me, I have Charlie.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, and this is another wonderful motherfucking episode. And we're going to talk about some shit, you know, talk about some musics that we enjoy. Yes, and this week, like every other week, we're just bringing you some random shit that we like, random musics, random songs that tickle our fancy, if that's, I guess, a good way to say it, right?
Makes sense? Tickle your ear holes. Well, that sounds worse.
Yeah, that sounds even worse. That sounds like somebody's just, like, putting some like, their dick in somebody's ear.
Yeah, let's tackle that
far. Yeah. This is me cum. Ah.
Yeah. It's music that we enjoy that we think you might like too.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty sure with this choice, it's somebody will enjoy this, because this is I guess another classic song.
Yes.
Yes. This is a classic song that's been out for a really fucking long time. It's been out longer than I've been around.
I think it's been longer since I've been around.
Yeah. It's old as fuck. And
yeah, it's got like 12 years on me, yeah.
Yeah, it's old as fuck. Like, when we were young, it was old as fuck.
Well, there you go.
So, I guess I can just jump right into it. The song that I'm talking about today is a song by a band that's, of course, still on fucking tour, which is fucking insane.
That's insane in itself. To me.
Especially with, like, all the drugs that happened back then and all the shit that they've been through.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fucking mind-boggling. But the band that I'm talking about is the Rolling Stones. And the song that I'm talking about is Paint in... Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, exactly, that song. That's an awesome song.
Over. Paint It Black. Yes. Paint It Black. Not like many people think, it's actually called Painted Black.
It's Paint It Black.
Yes. For a long time, I thought it was Painted Black.
Really?
Yeah. For a long time, that's what I thought. But, yeah, of course, I grew up and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
I originally thought when younger that this song was done by, not the Rolling Stones, I think it was... I just didn't think it was a Rolling Stones song growing up as a kid.
Okay.
Until later on, but like high school, I realized it was a Rolling Stones song.
Well, because this song is one of those famous songs that has basically been covered by a thousand.
Everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because it's a classic song. Like,
it's a beautiful song, though.
It's a great song that has, like, some crazy fucking. It's actually, honestly, like, it's a depressing fucking song if you really think about it.
Yeah, kind of.
Because, like, going through it and, like, going through, like, its lyrics and you're just like, fuck, this shit is dark, dude. Like, it's a dark fucking song. Because
it's still a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. But technically, like, this song was actually basically written about... the death. Well, basically, it's like it's experiencing grief, or like extreme grief, after, like, you know, the sudden death of the unexpected loss of, like, you know, a wife or a lover or something like that. And it was written by fucking, like, Mick Jagger and his crazy ass. And yeah, it's literally all about that. And if you really think about it, it's sad as fuck and it's depressing as shit, but. The song will make you fucking move, man.
Yeah, this is true.
Song will make you move. This is one of those songs that is one of my go-to songs. Whenever it's like, oh yeah, jukebox, put this on a fucking jukebox.
Or it's just one of those songs when it comes on, you don't turn the station, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It just gets you grooving a little bit.
Yeah, the other song that the other thing that I actually did with this song that was like pretty fucking cool to me. And to the DJ that was actually working the place that night, was doing a death metal rendition of fucking Painted Black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
That's very cool.
He was like, "Oh my god, that was so amazing." I'm like, "Yeah, thank you. That's what I do. I do amazing shit, fucker."
Yeah.
Like, he's like, "I've never heard the song this way." I'm like, "Yeah, that's because I'm awesome and you suck."
There you go. About right.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's why, like, you're a DJ and I'm not. Haha.
Yes.
Fuckface. Well, technically, if you really think about it, it's kind of like we're DJs now. But that's beside the point, because we're not getting paid to be DJs.
Yeah,
unfortunately. No, but the song, like, it always brings back memories. Not necessarily bad memories, but, like, just memories of, like, I guess I can think about it. It's kind of like it was kind of like my happy song to go to.
This is Steve's happy song. Wow.
Yes, this is Steve's happy song. It's weird, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm a weird fucking dude, right? You should know that by now. Everybody.
That's why we get along so well.
Exactly. Everybody should know this by now. Yeah, it's fucking great, and I fucking love it. What was I doing? God damn it.
So you want to talk about when the song came out? How long ago?
Yes. This song came out in fucking 1966.
Yes. Dear God.
Yes, and the funny thing is that it's pretty metal about it. And
it's pretty what about it? I'm sorry.
What's pretty metal about this song?
What?
That's it. It came out May 6th, 1996. I mean 1966. So 666.
There you go.
Which was pretty awesome.
There you go. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that for this album that it came on off of, what was it, Aftermath, mm-hmm. there are two different releases for Aftermath. There's a UK version and a US version. This version of Painted Black, Painted Black was only on the US version of the album.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was the title, not the title track, but the opening track for it.
Ah,
yeah. It was really interesting because I was like, "Holy shit, that's fucking insane!" Because
it's a really good song.
It's a great fucking song, and to think that like this wasn't even on the UK version of it at all. There were a couple of other songs on the other one that they had their own exclusivity, I guess. But but this one was the better one of them all.
Yeah.
This song actually like hit number one on both the top 100 and the UK charts.
Nice.
Back then, and it's still a fucking amazing song. This was also like the third hit, the third number one hit in the US for the Rolling Stones, and the sixth one for them in the UK. So they've had like at this time they've already made a decent amount of fucking music that people enjoyed.
Yeah, and they still do, which is insane.
And they still fucking do, exactly. So like
they're still touring.
Yeah, that's what kind of fucking trips me out. It's like
that's that old joke that at the end of the world only two things will survive: cockroaches and Keith Richards.
Yeah. You're absolutely fucking right about that shit. Absolutely, but, motherfucking.
Right. No, it's just the Rolling Stones is just your quintessential iconic rock band, though.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that like, I was never really a big Rolling Stones fan. Like there was a couple songs that I liked here and there, but it was never like, oh my god, I need to listen to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, admittedly, I never owned a Rolling Stones album. I never felt the need like, oh, I have to go out and pick this up. Yeah. It was just stuff I heard via the radio, via classmates, or you know, whatever was on MTV at the time.
Yeah.
When MTV actually played music.
Mm-hmm. So this song was actually covered, like we were mentioning earlier, by a bunch of different people. It was covered by Bjorn, the Fab Four, the Australian Pink Floyd show. I don't know. I've never heard of them. The Iron Maidens. Which is, I guess, the all female version of Iron Maiden.
Okay.
It was also by a bunch of different fucking people. And I'm trying to see where else it was. Yeah, I guess my research is garbage. But but yeah, there were a bunch of different acts or whatever that tried to actually I guess remake this song in their own way.
Yeah.
And you know, regardless of what it is, you can't compare it to the classic, because the classic is just a classic. Like, you just put it on, just that opening, you know, riff or whatever, that opening bass track is just like, just gives me fucking goosebumps every time I hear it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's their first number one hit featuring a sitar.
Really? That I did not know.
Yeah, and Mick Jagger actually says that it's more of a Moroccan song or a Turkish song.
Yeah, because a lot of people actually compared it to, like, a fucking, the songs of a Jewish wedding.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can see that. It does have that sitar. I mean, when you hear a sitar playing, it's just, you know it's a sitar. You know what it is. There's a word I'm looking for. I can't think about it right now. I can't think of what it is right now.
I think it's called an instrument.
Well, besides that, yeah, sitar is obviously an instrument, but it has a specific sound to it, a specific tone.
Yeah.
So a sitar, then once the strings are being played, you know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know exactly what you're saying. I don't know what the fuck the sitar is. I should Google it, right? Being that I'm like
sitting
right
on the computer. Oh, sitar is more of a long, has a long handle.
Okay.
Rounded bottom.
Okay.
A lot of Indians, Hindu music.
Oh yeah. I know what you're,
Ravi Shankar was the most famous one to do play one.
Gotcha.
Norah Jones's father was Ravi Shankar, so yeah.
See, I did not know that either.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Good job. One for Charlie.
There you go. See, sometimes I know my stuff.
Yes, you do. You do. You tend to know most of your stuff.
Yeah.
But this song is just, it's just one of those songs that I like absolutely fucking love and always have loved, and like it just, like I said, it always makes me feel fucking good.
Yeah.
Some of the meanings of it is basically like what they say, they were saying in some interview or whatever that some parts were just like okay, I'm cutting this part out because I don't know what the fuck I'm saying right now.
Yeah, you can edit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, edit that and edit when you were talking about the title of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, take three.
Yeah, but it's a good fucking song.
No, it's a great song. It's an iconic song. If you don't think you've heard the song before, I guarantee you have. Because it took me, when Steve told me that this was his song, I was like, oh, okay, pick the Rolling Stones song. Then when I heard it again, I was like, oh yeah, I know this fucking song.
Yeah.
I know this song. Trust me, you heard this song before.
Yeah, because it's also been like in tons of different movies.
Like, tons of commercials.
One of the movies that I remember the most of, that was kind of recent, semi-recent, was in Scott Pilgrim. It was in Scott Pilgrim for a second.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I still got to see
that. The reason I remember is because it was actually on the soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim as well.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. This was on this movie.
It's funny. What I remember it from recently was some Call of Duty, Black Ops. They used it as their main song. Oh, it was on the trailer for the Mummy movies.
Yeah. That's funny.
And I think it was on an episode of Westworld, too.
They probably have. I haven't watched Westworld to say anything about it.
Okay. Yeah. I forgive you.
It's okay.
It's just a great fucking song. Yeah. Great fucking song by a great fucking band that's still fucking touring around for somehow.
Exactly.
They're on tour now, actually.
Yeah, they probably are on tour right now. It was also in video games, also, like, other than, you know, the Call of Duty. But it was in Guitar Hero 3, The Legends of Rock. On Guitar Hero Live on Rocksmith 2014, Twisted Metal Black, and Mafia 3.
Twisted Metal was also a fucking great video game, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. It was also in the end credits for Full Metal Jacket and The Devil's Advocate.
Full Metal Jacket, that's the movie I was thinking about. I knew that was in a war movie.
Yes.
Full Metal Jacket, awesome fucking movie, by the way, too.
Yes. And it was also on the soundtrack to The Last Witch Hunter, which I don't know what movie that is.
No. Yeah. But that wasn't, but I think was that's actually, a cover
was,
song.
Yes, yeah, I was just about to say that. It was a okay. cover song, yes. Oh, and they also play, they also had the Baseballs. It was in the Baseballs for somebody. For the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pittsburgh.
That's what I said. Pittsburgh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They suck anyway, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Fuck
Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. Can't help it.
Yeah, but and this is also one of those bands that they like a lot of their band has pretty much stood intact since then.
Yes, it really has. Don't know how, but yes, they still have.
Yeah, because you know what it is? It's like the drugs. The drugs back then have just been like, yeah, it's keeping us alive and kicking.
Seriously, right? How old is Mick Jagger anyway? That's what I gotta find. I'm doing the oh, okay. He's pushing 80.
He's old as fuck.
He's 76. So wow. Mick Jagger is 76. How old is Keith Richards? 110.
He's as old as both of us put together.
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, almost. Yeah, Keith Richards is 75.
Actually, no, correction. He's older than both of us put together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, just wow.
Yeah.
But the music still holds up today, though.
Yeah, all of their music still holds up today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness.
I know. I thought you weren't agreeing with me for a second.
No, I am. It's just, well, how do I put it? Great music stands the test of time, so to speak.
Yeah.
Great musicianship, great bands. Mm-hmm. You know, they're able to do this for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I read about this album completely in general is also that this album was actually one of those albums that's considered like one of the best albums that you can ever listen to or whatever. Not just,
really?
Yeah. It was, let me see, where was it? It was... I read somewhere it was like one of the 1001 albums that you should listen to before you die.
I can see that.
Yeah, because it was one of those albums that actually like changed a lot of sound from back then.
Well, yeah, obviously, look, this was the first massive hit. They used a fucking sitar for it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it wasn't something that like the majorities weren't like the mainstream wasn't really fucking doing anything with it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they did a good job because there were a bunch of different soundings that people were just like, "What the fuck is going on with this?"
Yeah. And it plus speak of longevity. Go ahead. Sorry.
And it hit. That's what I'm saying. Like it hit. And people.
Oh no, it's great. Say this is the band's sixth American studio release, Aftermath. Mm-hmm. So they have six other fucking albums before this shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fun to learn as you go along, too. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so the book was actually written in 2010, so it's not even that long ago.
All right.
Yeah, it was also considered 101 albums that changed popular music, which I could totally see that. The 500 greatest albums of all time.
You can see that too.
That was from Rolling Stones. It was one number 109 on Rolling Stones 500 greatest albums. Yeah. It's fucking insane. To be considered like 109, which is pretty high in a 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to go on there and see what else is on that fucking list.
I wonder if they have it.
They have 10 Beatles albums. They have 11 Bob Dylan albums.
John Lennon has the most albums, 2 solo albums, 10 with the Beatles. Bob Dylan has 11 albums. Bruce Springsteen has 8 albums. Elton John, Lou Reed. The Velvet Underground, obviously.
Obviously.
Zeppelin. Radiohead has 5 albums on there.
Jesus Christ. Honestly,
I think that's overkill for the Radiohead.
I can't listen to that much Radiohead.
There's only one song I like from Radiohead.
What, Karma Police?
No. Creep.
Ah, yes, that's a good one. Okay, 2 songs I like from Radiohead. How about that?
I don't even like Karma Police.
Yeah. They have, what, 2 albums from... 3 albums from fucking Jay-Z, which is fucking dope.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Cream, Black Sabbath.
3 albums from Kanye.
I think Michael Jackson would have more albums on the list.
Well, they probably, you know, edited that list just a little bit.
Maybe. Nirvana has 3 albums. Eminem has 3 albums on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival has fucking 3 albums on there, too.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Fuck yeah. I can dig it.
How does Kanye West is on this list? Oh my
Dude,
God.
Kanye was good back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I actually enjoyed him back then.
Yeah, I kind of did too, so to speak.
Okay, so...
What was it, College Dropout?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Rolling Stones.
Yes, back to the Rolling Stones.
Not the magazine.
Yes, no, not the magazine. But yeah, it's fucking insane how good this is. Like, both the album and the fucking, and just the single itself. Because, like we've said a bunch of times already, like, it withstands the test of time. So, yeah.
Yeah, think about it. It's, what, over 50, close to 50 years now?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe over 50 years? I can't count that high.
Yeah.
My math is no one old that one right now.
I can do that right now, but I have a calculator.
There you go.
Yeah, my old ass.
I would say it's kind of close to pushing 60.
Jesus Christ.
So right?
Let me see. 2019, right?
Yep, and what, came out in 66?
53 you know years.
Oh, there you go.
53 motherfucking years. Jesus motherfucking Christ. That's a long fucking time, dude.
Yep, and the song's still fucking awesome.
Yeah, the song's still a kick-ass fucking song.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I guess that's pretty much wrapped it up for this week, for me.
Yeah.
So make sure you go to InnerCityGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We also have the main show, which is the Inner City Geeks podcast, as well as the Inner City Geeks First Watch. Make sure you check that out. Check those out, as well as Comic Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, and what else? Yeah, a bunch of shit. The Inner City Geeks webcomic.
Yay Toys.
Yay Toys, that's right. Yes, Yay Toys.
The comic. The Big Show, First Watch.
I said those already.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, what else? Maybe, I don't know.
Like I said, a whole bunch of shit sometimes.
There you go.
Yes. So make sure you check all that shit out. Also, on the site, you will find links to Amazon.com. Where you can buy, like, you can actually not buy it because it's free for the first month. You get a free month of Amazon Prime. So make sure you check that out. So you can listen to a bunch of music on the Amazon Prime. So you can listen to all the songs that we've actually played on these episodes on Amazon Prime. For freezies, because of course it's Amazon Music. Just like fucking Google Music and all this other shit. Check that shit out on there. Also, another thing that we have on InnerCityGeeks.com, we have a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a t-shirt company with a bunch of cool shirts and stuff for, you know, for people like us. So we have shirts, hats, hoodies, fucking sweaters, everything you'd want to wear, because they got a lot of cool designs. So make sure you go check them out. So Sick Clothing Company. So So Sick Clothing.co. And while you're there, you want to buy shit and you want a 15% discount, make sure you type in Inner City Geeks at checkout. So type in Inner City Geeks at checkout and you will get 15% off of anything in their store.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen to this show on Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Yes. And you can follow this show on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, and you can find Charlie.
You find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Yes, and you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MISDERJACKAL. And that pretty much wraps it up. So, Charlie, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy.
Yes, and I guess here we go with Rolling Stones, Painted Black. Enjoy.
Never to come back. Blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.